With no end in sight to the trade war with China, President Trump has announced a $16 billion aid package to help farmers hurt by Chinese tariffs on soybeans, corn, and other crops. It's the second bailout for farmers related to the trade war. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's listen here to President Trump speaking yesterday about this.
So today I'm announcing that I have directed Secretary Perdue to provide $16 billion in assistance to America's farmers and ranchers. It all comes from China. We'll be taking in, over a period of time, hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs and charges to China. And our farmers will be greatly helped.
Mike, how much have farmers been hurt by tariffs since the trade dispute began last year?
Well, the prices of crops certainly have come down a lot because of the tariffs from China, especially for soybeans, because China is a very big consumer mm-hmm. of American soybeans. And just looking at the wholesale price on exchanges, a bushel of soybeans is now going for less than $8.30. At its high last year, it was going for about $10, almost $10.50. So more than $2.25 per bushel has come off the price. And that's gets very close to sort of the break-even line for a lot of farmers. So they could be producing at a loss at these prices for many of them.
And when it comes to this aid package, $16 billion, President Trump says China is paying for this. But as we've talked about, the costs of tariffs are passed on to consumers who are paying more for the products coming in from China.
Yeah, right. I mean, so the company that does the importing in the U.S. or a middleman on their behalf is who pays the tariffs. So what that means is they can either the end buyer of it can either pass that increase on to consumers, or they can take a hit to their profits themselves. Or the producer in China can take a hit to their profits. And it's clear that there's a mix of all three of those going on. But economists are very worried that if Trump follows through on tariffs on the remainder of Chinese imports, that consumers will feel those a lot more closely just based on the nature of the goods being imported. It's much more finished goods rather than parts, and it'll be much tougher for anyone to take a hit on their profits. So it's likely that if they do happen, that next batch of tariffs, that consumers will feel price increases a lot more on them.
Well, right now, it doesn't look like anything good is happening in terms of resolving this trade war. There aren't any high-level talks with China planned anytime soon. Is this likely to last a long time?
It sure feels like it right now. I mean, there is a hope that at the Group of 20 meeting at the end of June that there will be some talks there. But that's just that hope and speculation. This week, things have really kind of escalated. The rhetoric in the official Chinese state media has really gotten very aggressive towards the U.S. this week. And on the U.S. side, they've kind of escalated things to some degree by blacklisting companies like Huawei, which is a Chinese mm-hmm. Telephone equipment maker. And they're considering putting some other Chinese electronics equipment makers on a similar blacklist. So it's getting to the point where it's threatening to go beyond just the tariffs and more onto import and export controls of between both countries.
Well, one piece of good news, I guess, for the U.S. is mortgage rates are dropping because of the trade war. We'll take that up another time. Mike Regan at Bloomberg News. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.